It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces, or the PMF, says that the U.S. military has targeted their positions on the Iraq-Syria border, leaving dozens of their fighters dead. The reports say up to 30 fighters were killed and dozens others were wounded after the U.S. artillery shelled the PMF positions. Some reports suggest that the U.S. fighter jets participated in the attack. A PMF statement has called on the Iraqi government to open an urgent investigation into the attack. The paramilitary forces, however, vowed to continue operations to cleanse Daesh Takfiri terrorists from the border area, saying they would not succumb to, quote, an American agenda. The volunteer forces have been battling Daesh terrorists along Iraq's border with Syria, in coordination with the central government in Baghdad. Let's speak to Mike Harris. He's the editor of Veterans Today, and he joins us via Skype from Arizona. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Harris. Now, in the past, too, we have seen the U.S. target the very forces that are fighting against Daesh, be it in Iraq or Syria. It does raise questions, then, what are the U.S. goals when it comes to this war against Daesh?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And the thing to note here is that the U.S. has been committing war crimes both in Syria and in Iraq. This is essentially a civilian group, and the U.S. has used artillery and fighter jets to bomb their positions. And so since they are civilians, they're not the Daesh terrorists, they're not ISIS, this brings into question, is this a war crime? And my conclusion is, yes, it is. And we need to put notice out to all of the U.S. military who are serving, both in Iraq and in Syria, that you're following illegal orders. You can be tried under the Nuremberg standards for war crimes. And so whatever you're doing, stop doing it, because it's you're going to be the one who pays the price. You're going to be the one who is hung by the neck until dead if this type of bad behavior continues.
Right. Now, Mr. Harris, I guess my question is that are these killings just collateral damage because the U.S.'s intelligence isn't very clear, or is this a deliberate attack?
Oh, I think it's a deliberate attack. The U.S. has the finest ISR capabilities on the planet. ISR stands for Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance. The U.S. knows exactly who is on the ground there. They know they can tell you what color shoes they're wearing. So this is not by accident. This is by design. The U.S. has been supporting ISIS. They've been supporting ISIS for many, many years here. How many errant supply drops have we seen drop to U.S. forces that ended up in Daesh or ISIS's backyard, where ISIS got the benefit of getting these supplies? This has happened too many times to be coincidental or accidental. Again, the U.S. is taking a very calloused attitude towards civilian lives, both in Iraq and Syria. And this has gone on since the beginning, since George H.W. Bush, started that Gulf War all the way. This has not stopped. This seems to be an effort to depopulate the area of both Iraq and Syria of the indigenous peoples.
All right, that's editor of Veterans Today, Mike Harris, joining us via Skype from Arizona. Mr. Harris, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.